of it.
Yes.
And then we don't have to pay for it.
Okay, apparently we're going to get this meeting started. Welcome, everybody. Randy, would you like to lead us in an invocation and pledge of allegiance?
I'd be happy. Which one do we do first?
Whichever you want.
I'll pray. Heavenly Father, we ask thy presence to be with us at this meeting today, that we may look after the welfare of the city. We're grateful to be citizens of this wonderful town, and we pray that thou will continue to bless us and bless our leaders. And this we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're moving on the active agenda. Public comments. I don't see a member of the public here with us tonight, so we'll go. Are they anyone online?
We do not have any raised hands.
Okay. And we will go on to, I skipped number one. This is why you don't put me in charge. We're going to go back to the consent agenda. Discussion or action to approve the minutes from December 21st, 2023.
I read them over, and I'll move that we pass them as is.
Okay.
And I second.
And second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't involved in that meeting.
Neither was I.
Okay. Well, and now we'll go to public.
I'll second it.
Man the fair will second it.
Yeah, I know. I was here.
Do I have to do public comments again?
No.
Okay.
No, we did that.
All right. Making sure. Now we'll go to number three, discussion on the quarterly financials. Presenter is Jamie Jones.
All right. You gave me 5 minutes, right? What I get?
Yeah,
two. Okay. Everything looks great. So we're reviewing second quarter, October through December of 2023. The first, I got newbies here, huh? All right. So this first slide here just looks at the major funds within the city. The blue column is representing the revenues, and the orange is representing the expenditures within those funds. And so as of December, our general fund revenues are about 58%, and I should start off by saying 50% of the budget has elapsed, so the goal here is to be at 50% or less, right?
And we're at what, 58?
58% in the general fund, and most of that is due to the property tax. That is, the major distribution is when we get it in about December 10th. We get about 95% of it in December, and so that's for the whole fiscal year. So that's why that number is really high, and then as the year progresses, obviously it evens out.
But expenses are right around 50%. They're on target.
They usually stay.
Revenues are hidden, yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be eaten up.
catch up with it.
The aquatic center is kind of the opposite. The season runs the end of May through the end of September. And so this budget year will capture July through September. And so the expenses seem to be high because we keep accruing expenses throughout the year, but really because of the season is there, it kind of evens out as we get towards the end of the year. I don't know if that makes sense. The water fund, the reason why this fund is exceeding more than 50% is, if you recall, we had ARPA funds that we received a couple years ago.
What?
ARPA funds.
ARPA.
And the council had decided to build the water tank with those ARPA funds. Those were recognized in, I believe, in September. And so the project also started last fall as well. And so that's why that one is high, is to do with that project.
This is a good time of year to fill that. Are we filling it?
It's completed. It's just waiting for backfill.
Yeah.
So we're waiting
around the outside
to dry out and have the backfill.
And the state has to, I think, sign off on it, don't they, Ryan? Mm.
Yeah.
Be nice to do it before all the flow's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sewer is up a little bit as because of interest income. We've basically doubled. It's basically like the story of why all the funds are a little higher for storm sewer, solid waste, and sewer is really interest income. The solid waste expenditures are high because we ordered garbage cans in fiscal year of 2023 and did not get them until 2024. So, any questions on that slide? The next slide is just breaking down the general fund revenues by department. And I'm just gonna, our goal here, like we talked about, is 50%. So I just kind of wanna, talk about the outliers, but it seems like the only one in line is interest earnings. Again, the general tax is because we do receive the property tax funds there in December. Licenses and permits are down because of building permits and planning fees. Intergovernmental revenue. So this one has a lot to do with the state road allotment or BNC road funds, kind of the same name. We get 6 deposits a year, and so this number would reflect 2 of those as of December. Charges for services are up quite a bit. And that would be because of the excavation or street cut permits that we've issued, mainly for fiber optics. We just received a ton of those, and I think we're going to continue on into this year. So, fines and forfeitures, I mean, we don't have much control over that for court fees, court fines and whatnot.
Well, I think there is some color on that. I spoke with John about this earlier. Number of citations being issued are down substantially, which actually may result us in stepping down a level in our justice court.
Hmm. Stepping down, what do you mean by stepping down a level?
You have different tiers. We built that to be a class 1 with the growth in the city. We're currently a class 2. But we may drop to a class 3, and that's based upon the activity in the court.
So is that by decision that we want to go easier on the citizens, or is that a strategy, or what is that?
Well, it's interesting. We had a presentation, right or wrong, but it showed that our number of accidents are up and our citations are down, and they think there might be a correlation between those.
So we've had we've been doing our new police chief interviews, and each one's been required to, the final group of candidates have been required to give presentations, and one of them showed some of this information. In fact, several of them showed this ticket information.
Correlation.
And just, but one talked about accidents, but it's an interesting dynamic, and we asked a little bit about, is this across the state? Like, how do we know? And one of them, at least, I think, indicated that with COVID, people, in some ways, some of the officers got out of the habit of writing tickets, but it's also interesting because our property crimes have gone down in the same time frame. So they might be writing less tickets, but there's less property crimes happening because they're out doing other things. So it's, but you also don't know if I pull this lever, what moves, and
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really had. We used to have a traffic enforcement officer,
yep.
Which we don't have anymore.
You promoted him.
He retired.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
The first officer promoted. Child is not doing that anymore.
No, he got promoted.
My daughter's good friends with Officer Child.
He did get promoted, but it was, we called him Dewey. I'm trying to remember what his last name was, but
Orm.
He was our traffic...
Orm.
Orm, yeah. He was our traffic enforcement. He was assigned to traffic enforcement, the speed trailer and everything like that. And he was actually a really good ticket writer as well. Meaning, he was very good at blending into parked cars, and he would find lots of violators.
Awesome.
Yeah, but you're right. It might be that we should leave them out in the communities. It's hard to know exactly what to do.
Miscellaneous revenues. This looks really high, but really we budgeted $1,000 there.
Small item.
And it's like at $7,000 now. For miscellaneous items. Interest earnings are on target for the 280, not including that. And then our grants and transfers in, we don't have much control over those things. The general fund expenditures by department. So here I'll just review the anomalies, or the outliers, I should say. Council is low at 21%, mainly due because we hadn't been billed for the elections yet. We received that, I believe, in January. And then those funds did actually come in lower than expected as well. Finance department, just staffing. We didn't hire anybody into the department until about second quarter. Non-departmental, this one, we had some unemployment expenses there, and also emergency management. We had some expenses for the 1700 North flood last year. These expenses might go into stormwater. I need to go back and reanalyze because we left them in the general fund thinking that maybe there might be some federal funding or state funding for emergency, for FEMA, if you will. Looks like that's not going to happen. I think we finally have a decision on that. But that's still kind of up in the air. General government. Again, it's just billing from the county. We haven't been billed yet for the senior center. Do you have a question? No?
Nope.
Okay. We haven't been billed yet for the senior center. Let's see here. Planning, again, it's just employee that was hired later on in the year. And then public works. This one's always just a little bit low, but it just has to do with the admin offset fee and that calculation that happens. If I had the time to sit down accrue based on the time. So it has to do with the admin offset, and at the end of the year it will balance out, but it makes it, I don't know how to explain it. It has to do with the accrual of the admin offset, but because all of the expenses haven't been expensed, but we're expensing the admin offset at 50%, and let's say the other ones are at 30%, it kind of skews that number, and I don't know if that makes any sense. It has to do with that.
I have to trust you on that.
If I had the financial up, I would be able to explain it better. You'd be able to see that it has to do with all those expenses. So like if the expenses are at 30%, but we're saying we're giving back 50%, then it's averaged, right? Okay. Yeah.
So at the end of second quarter, we bill 50 cents of all the expenses we've experienced, but we don't bill 50% of the expected expenses.
Yeah, okay.
And so the last two quarters, a lot of the times those expenses go from 30% to 100%.
Yeah.
And so we'll catch it up on that.
Yeah, thanks. the next slide, I did update this slide from when the email, or I should say when the packet went out. So this is sales tax as of February of 2024. And right now we're at 6% higher than the projected budget, or 200,000 higher than expected. We're also about 5% higher than this time last year.
We're always a little pessimistic on our sales tax projection, but it seems like it
almost
always beats it.
Kind of goes in our favor. So, yeah. The next slide is just more on sales tax.
Jamie?
Yes.
The mayor pointed out these two numbers are not 200,000 apart.
Oh.
They're almost 50,000 apart.
I probably pulled the wrong number from my spreadsheet.
But the reality
Thank you.
Is,
but the reality is, sorry
we're,
about
we're
that.
Good. Nope,
that's I did.
The reality
I pulled
is,
that
we're
one.
Heading towards being ahead 200,000.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the important part. The bottom number is a good one.
Yeah. Thanks, Mayor.
Which we may need, by the way.
May?
Yeah. The next slide is just more about sales tax. Looking at it from what the total state generated sales tax is and then what's generated as a city. And we just keep falling in that 70-30% of the city earnings as a whole.
Jamie, my recollection is that used to be closer to like 33%. The state's growing in sales tax faster than we are.
I have a different graph on that. The last time we were over 30, I think we were 34% in November, and the rest of the time we've been right around 30.
So the state's economy is doing better than our city economy relative to past performance.
What happens here is we've had very little commercial development
lately
in our city. While other cities have been having fairly substantial commercial development, so they're collecting more sales tax, but we're going to fix that here pretty soon.
How are you going to fix that pretty soon?
The ground is the Barker station has actually closed. There's a new owner of that now.
Wonderful.
And the developer is planning on getting started here in the near future.
What did you say was closed?
He's the property has been closed. It's now owned by.
Oh, closed meaning. Okay.
Yeah. So, and he's got some plans. He's got work to do, but if he comes through with what he's saying, we'll have a pretty good development there that'll generate pretty good sales tax. I was mentioning to the council the other day. Got some information from John Bond. Of the property taxes paid in our city. 6% of them come from non-residential. 94% comes from residential.
Pleasant View and Harrisville.
Harrisville, 15% of theirs comes from non-residential, and 85. And then you look at Pleasant View, with all that personal property tax they get, like from Pepsi, and so the burden is really heavy on our residents. So this development, we're hoping, will balance that out a little bit better.
What's the story on the pond?
John?
We are waiting for the, he's not the director, but the someone high up at the NRCS to sign the document, and then the design will officially kick off, and that'll be a 6-month process. So sometime in the next 30 days, he should sign that. And then design should be done sometime October, November. We have been pushing the consultants to get it done quicker. And they're indicating they might be as short as 4 months, but the short story is digging dirt in a year from now is the plan.
And the old pond, have we sold that?
Yeah, to the same, that Leading Tech, the same folks who bought Barker Depot. We have a signed repsy with them for the appraised value, which came in at just around $3 million,
because that should be more primo land than what they're doing down the road.
That's
this
where
is right at the corner of everything.
That will be where the soft goods retailers that he's indicated are coming.
Okay.
Will be in that section of the.
Won't have to drive to Riverdale so much.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Only if you want a J-Dog.
Right. And then just working on the 2025 budget in the finance department, and that's really all that's going on right now.
Are we going to hold that pretty close this year?
Well, the council has some interesting decisions to make because right now we don't have a balanced budget.
We're probably, the preliminary budget is not balanced?
We're short, depending on certain things, but up to several hundred thousand dollars.
All I know is we've been pretty spendy the last two cycles, and I bet the citizens would really welcome a more careful.
So I'm interested when you say we've been real spendy.
Well, the percentage growth in our budgets has been high at least the last two.
Do you understand why?
Yeah.
I mean, we were faced with the same thing, 40%, 40-year high inflation. But ours was compounded because inflation in public safety officers was much, much greater than that. Plus, we were behind and had to catch up on top of the inflation.
I'm not blaming you for the
catch-up. No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying the citizens would probably welcome a more careful budget this year, just to have a breather.
Yeah.
It is nice, but then that puts us behind again for another year. So how do we you explain how we do that, Randy?
I haven't been in on your meetings. I know it's a hard thing.
Yeah. Well, I was just because if you're, you know, you have a great business mind. So, you know, we really face this situation where we kick it down the road and make it larger next year, or we try to catch it up this year.
On behalf of the citizens, I'm just looking. All I know is we've done it twice. We've had the same logic now for the past 2 years. And, you know, if you have to go to one of those meetings again, I'm looking out for you. My comments are just to look out for
you. No, we appreciate that. We just, it's just one of those hard decisions where you say, okay,
where are you coming up short?
And our predicament is that in previous city councils, there just wasn't that commitment to make courageous decisions. And now we've had to pay a premium for it, plus having inflation as high as it's been. So what do?
Well, it's interesting, Randy. Your point's well taken. And I can tell you the council, their initial thought is, let's do everything we can to not have a property tax increase. That's the umbrella under which the council is trying to operate. But also, to Councilmember Severing's point, you know, you get behind and then you just have to catch up at a later date. The thing that I think is probably contributing, I guess, to the larger deficit is making sure we're taking care of our employees. At a 3.5% raise, which in talking with multiple companies and other cities is right in the range. That with benefits is 200, what is it, John, with benefits?
$220,000.
Jump.
And then healthcare, as you know, we're fortunate to be on Medicare, I guess, at our age. It's not bad insurance, by the way. But, you know, the hospitals, what happened to them, their costs are just out of control because everybody deferred all their care during COVID. And now they're getting the care, and it's much more serious. When you look at the mix, the patient mix, the number of more complicated cases, and then their salaries, what happened is when they had the shortage of nurses, they were bringing in all these traveling nurses and paying them just huge amounts of money.
And then the regulars.
And then the regulars said, well, wait a minute.
If they're worth
we're
that
working
much.
Right next to you. So they had to.
Yeah.
And so now healthcare costs are really accelerating again.
Our good president had no idea what he was ticking off, did he? Giving away all that money.
Yeah,
we're building back better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great economy for 20 years and they messed it up.
And you look at it, so we had, you know, the highest inflation we've had in 4 years, contributing with some of the factors you mentioned. Then we had one of the worst winters we've had in how long, Councilmember Barker?
Could be almost.
Didn't they say like 30 or 40
years? That's what I was going to say, 30 years since 84.
And, of course, we experienced some flooding, but you also saw what it did to our roads, right? Mm-hmm. So
this is stuff that added on. See, because the logic of catching up has been, you know, the logic they used the last 2 years. And so how long does this go up that we, weren't we caught up as of last July?
Yeah, but when you take another 3% increase, it's another $240,000.
So what are you looking at, Blake? Percent.
I'm not exactly sure because we haven't. I've not been informed of that, but I mean, Mayor, well, you might be more familiar.
I'm waiting for you guys to figure out what you're going to do. It's either.
Well, he's asking a question I can't answer. I don't know what percent.
I don't think any of us can answer it right now because the intent would first to look at the expenses and see what the council wants to take out. If there's anything that is not going to cost us more in the long term than dealing with it now. And then the second thing is they'll have to see, okay, where are the shortfalls and can we recapture that? But if not, I'd imagine you're talking, this is my wild guess, 4 or 5%.
Well, I'm not arguing against 4 or 5%.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
I'm arguing against another 24%.
No.
Well, I think that
I don't think the city.
Last year was 3%, I think.
Well, so you're talking property tax and you're talking salaries.
Oh, yeah, if you're talking salaries, yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm not talking 5% for salaries. I'm saying property tax.
Oh, okay.
My best guess right now would be in that 5% range.
I think we can handle that. That's
last year was 3%, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was the year before when we got caught with everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, this will be.
That was the catch-up year, so don't use that. Don't use that this time because you already used that. Yeah.
But here is the other thing that's catching us too, Randy. This is my favorite subject. It's called unfunded depreciation. So we weren't accumulating funds to rotate the police cars.
When did we start that, though? We started that
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
But think about this. We have 23... Well, we really have about 25 with community service officers.
Vehicles.
So if you rotate those cars every 5 years... That's five cars per year. The cost used to be like $50,000. Now with an equipped car, it's like $70,000, isn't it?
So it used to be $40,000, and now it's almost $60,000, yeah.
So mm-hmm.
Keeps going up.
Think about, you know, five cars, $20,000 more. That's another $100,000.
Yeah.
And but we're getting awfully close to depreciating that enough to where we can have the money as those cars cycle. But when you weren't, when you started at zero,
yeah,
and you have mm-hmm. 23 cars
yeah.
at $60,000 a car, you can see,
yeah,
because if we would have caught that up all in 1 year, now there is a proposal, Randy, that the council's considering. The citizens don't want to clear their sidewalks anymore.
Yeah, it's got brought up Tuesday.
So they're thinking about the city clearing everybody's sidewalks. We've calculated it's about 112 individuals, so it's about a $2.4 million increase.
Well, see, that's because, something, Blake, we can X off, I think.
Oh. Well, no, we just had a citizen come and say that it should be the city's responsibility to clean the sidewalks because we own them.
But you don't have to buy that.
No. And we're not.
No, okay.
But, I mean, yeah. So, you know, if I was a guessing person, I'd say it's probably in that.
Well, see, that's been my theory all along. If we could get to the point where we can do a 3 to 5% every year, in other words, don't do any year with no, because then we get to where we have to do a 24 eventually,
right.
You know.
I think the
citizens can handle that. You know, it's these huge ones that they say, "What in the world? How come we got along without it?" And they don't listen to your explanation.
I can explain that really easy. A lot of council members must have had really sore feet from kicking things down, kicking the can down the road.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't want to sound like I was being.
No, I want a fair conversation with you.
That's a hard. You know, that was a hard night for me. I don't know about everybody else, but I had somebody just stand in front of me and call me to my face a liar over and over again.
Oh, dear.
And I did not ever, on any campaign promise, say that I was never going to raise taxes. Anybody that makes that comment now, you know, going forward,
good luck.
You can't. Anybody that says I'm not going to raise taxes,
They're either
is
lying
not
there
worthy
or they're...
to be, is not worthy to be elected. Because you just can't make that mess.
And Randy, as you know, being in business, there was a period of time where demand for employees was not that great. And the city employees went numerous years without any adjustment to their salaries.
Yeah.
Well, as you know now, there's a shortage of labor, right?
Shortage, yeah.
And it's the old supply and demand. And as you look at it, and you know this, it's a lot more expensive to train a new employee than to keep the ones you got.
Yeah, I support your decision.
I know.
To,
I just,
to get these, to get our employees up to speed, because yeah, we don't want the dregs of the county to be our employees. We want good employees.
I think at one point in time, in my recollection right, it was acceptable to pay our employees in the 25th percentile. Is that
of average?
That was like the floor where we just said we're going to not let anyone be below that. Yeah,
but a lot of our employees were paid substantially below market rates. Mm-hmm. But we have caught that up, but now the market keeps moving on us.
They keep predicting we might get a recession. If we do that, it helped take the pressure off that a little, and it helped the inflation numbers as well. But
we're trying.
But you don't know that. They predicted that last year, too.
we're trying.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing. While we can talk candidly here, I thought that's the time to bring it up. I don't want to embarrass you in front of a meeting.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the council comes back with.
Putting the pressure on you.
Yep. I had some thoughts after last, the meeting on Tuesday. So,
yeah, good. When I asked the council what their objectives were, what their focus was,
priorities.
That's the word I was looking for. They said, we want to do this, but we want to do it as little, if any, property tax increase. So that's the mindset they're dealing with.
That's good.
So
we'll see. Sensitive to that,
We'll see.
Too bad you can't.
I'm very sensitive to that.
Get our sergeant at arms to haul a guy out. They'll sit there and he talk to you that way, though.
Oh, we get that occasionally.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other discussion on quarterly financials? Okay, moving on. Discussion on the North Ogden City credit card policy.
Yeah. So staff would like to ask the city council for an amendment to the current credit card policy that was adopted last June. And then just to give a little background, this template came from the state auditor's office and it was tailored to North Ogden City. The audit committee reviewed it last year before it went to council, and then, like I said, it was adopted in June. The change is, so the recommendation was not to allow gift cards or gift certificates to be purchased on a credit card, but we want to change that to where they are allowed with prior authorizations, and the terminology can be what it needs to be, but with prior authorization for each transaction, either by the mayor or the city manager, or
maybe
it's a department head.
These things you use for employee incentive or something like
employee
that?
Employee incentive, mostly those, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or some sort of recognition.
And specifically for everyone's birthday, we give them a $10 gift card, and we've moved to using Amazon gift cards, because if we want to do Chili's and Applebee's, then someone has to go out and buy them.
Yeah.
And it's efficient. It's more efficient, but you can't buy a $10 gift card at any of the local stores where we have accounts. So we have to order them through Amazon. You have to use it on the credit card. So it's this.
Yeah. It's causing you to run around more than you need to.
That was the thought behind it.
Yeah.
So do you feel like the safety backups are sufficient, that would be fine? Well, that's the question, huh?
That is the question, right? That's why we wanted to discuss it with the audit committee first.
Does the mayor have any opinion on this?
Well, I've never been a fan of buying gift cards with credit cards, but I don't know if there's any other way. I would, if we were running around buying all these $10 gift cards individually, I'd say no. But I don't know how else you buy a gift card. And I'd assume, John, that would be you. And I see his.
Yes.
I see his.
Purchase
record. The key is, though, I think we need to remember is when you buy those in bulk, you need to have control over those gift cards.
They're sitting in a drawer someplace, yeah.
What we do is we have a log that includes the last four digits of every card that comes into the city, you know, tied to a receipt, and then a log of it going out when it's gifted or, and so that we do have those controls.
And who reviews that?
Katie's the one who does it, and her or Dave and I go over it with her.
Okay, because she's the one dispersing the cards, right?
Yeah, and this adds another layer because we won't have Katie buying them. More than likely, it'll be me buying them and then giving them to Katie, and so it'll help with the tracking so that it's not the same person who's ordering them but's receiving them and that type of thing too.
Mm-hmm. And under that scenario, I think it makes sense as long as we have controls on the cards.
Yeah, I think that ought to work.
I don't know how else you'd do it. How else would you get the gift cards?
That's what I was going to ask Cal, so we're buying them.
Any better idea?
Whether you just go to Smith's or Lee's where we have accounts and put them on an account. And it's
they only have $20 Amazon gift cards there. So we could spend $20 on birthdays.
I'm sure the employees would love that.
So what do? Buy them 25 at a time or something? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so over the year we'll end up buying about 80, 83, but usually 20 or 25 at a time.
And you're recording them in or recording them out. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest the terminology, or should we work on that later?
On this one, I would probably say that I would honestly say that only the city manager can buy them, meaning that it has to be my card that's used.
Or Dave's.
City manager or designee or city manager... Or assistant?
I would do city manager or finance director. So it'd be yours or my card that's being used.
Okay.
Because what I don't want is people to just use whatever. You know, actually put purchased by as opposed to the card, because I don't want people thinking if they take my card they can do it. I guess what I'm saying is I want to be the one who clicks the order button.
Right. Well then.
For that.
You shouldn't, if it's for gifts, you shouldn't need them overnight.
Right.
So that's right. Not like you're not going to be here tomorrow and we need them tomorrow. So there should, yeah.
When you get down
okay
to 10, you buy
I think
some
it's
more.
A good idea to have just John or.
Yeah, so I would.
I like that too.
Yeah. You don't want to be included?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming there needs to be a second just
probably.
For.
And the nice thing about that is my credit card statement is reviewed and approved by the mayor. And that's the way that we do it so that it's not Jamie approving my card because Jamie answers to me.
Did you get an Apple Watch? Right.
So I noticed that we had a really nice record on our state approval sheet that has the 200 points we got.
Oh, are you talking about on the fraud risk?
I can't remember what you call it. All the things we check off that
you
can't buy anything without somebody checking you in.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So does this fit into that still? We won't be breaking that anywhere.
Yeah, well, so John would be reviewing my statement, and then it goes down the line, yeah.
I think we're good. So.
This is a recommendation to take to the council?
Yeah, the council needs to approve this policy.
Yeah.
Okay,
any other discussion?
All right. So I guess we formally approve that then, as far as our input.
Discussion on the 2024 fraud risk assessment.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, so this started, this fraud risk assessment from the state auditor's office started in 2020. And we've made some progress. In 2020, we were in the moderate range there. And then we progressed to the very low. I do have one question on this, though. Anyway, let me start with this. So this was just to help the local government board members to kind of be involved in internal controls and understand, you know, best practices and whatnot to for fraud detection. They're not required, but just highly recommended. And these are just not to take the place of like what an independent auditor does for us every year. So I just want to make sure that that's clear on what this is. And we've really come a long way on checking these boxes, where before, you know, we didn't have the credit card policy until last year. And we were able to change like our personnel policy to include the annual commitment for ethical behavior, those kinds of things. And when I filled this out initially, I kind of realized that number five, I had two new board members. So I needed to know if number five is still true. I think that it doesn't affect our rating, but it does affect what our score would be. And so I'm assuming that you guys have gone and done the training on the auditor.gov in the last 4 years since you've been elected, because I think that that's a no.
I don't ever remember hearing about that.
Okay.
I can get you, I've done it multiple times.
You've done that, so you have your certificate.
Yeah, I can get you the certificate if you want.
Okay.
Auditor.gov?
Yeah, so it's on here, and I can get that information. And so I was a little bit nervous about taking that box, so it sounds like we shouldn't.
I think we'll have that done.
We can, yeah.
But you'll have that done before June 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Blake will get that down.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, were you talking
about? Before June 30, because this is due to the to them before June 30. Okay.
So you were going to, just for clarification, you were going to send me something or I just go to auditor.gov?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Yeah,
okay, perfect.
I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
What's necessary. Okay. I don't know if there were any other questions.
So the two
this.
New council members need to do that, too?
Sounds like Ryan has, and we just need to get, like...
So that was
well, this is for this board.
What?
That's for this board.
Oh, this board. Okay.
So I didn't have to worry about this in the past, only because I'm part of this board.
In the past, it had been a special or the open. It's almost like open meeting.
Yeah, that's part of it. But. The Open Meetings Act. But there's a couple other trainings on that, and one of them is budgeting and auditing.
Okay.
Those kinds of things.
Great.
I think there's like three videos in total. So.
Hour apiece.
What's that?
Hour apiece.
That's a good question.
That's it. You're quick. They're usually like 2 to 3.
Yeah. And there's like 100 question test at the end, so it should be fairly easy.
Questions.
Only questions. So that means we're still in the very low risk level range. So.
Where were we 3-4 years ago?
We were at moderate.
Up there.
Too. Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
We've seen that come down each year, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We have. We've done some good progress. You know, like we've added the fraud, the hotline, that wasn't a thing. And then we actually did a formal audit committee, which is why we're here. So we've been able to take off a lot of those boxes. Any other discussion on the fraud risk assessment?
Is that just out of curiosity, is that provided by the state?
Yes, it comes from the state auditor's office. It is required that we submit this report, this assessment. We have to submit that for at June 30. And if not, then we get naughty notes, and they like to withhold revenues that we would get from the state, like sales tax, those kind of things. So it is a required report.
Yeah, we even get the audit in on time now.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Any other questions on?
No, the city's okay. Doing good.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Okay. Item number 6: public comments. If you'd like to make a comment, state your name and resident in North Ogden, or not.
No. Peggy's asking me to come over there, so I might be in the wrong spot.
Hey, probably the Barker Park.
Yeah, this is the audit committee. Barker Park's over...
At the library.
Library.
Just the first level?
in the basement. Stage left, well, stage right for you guys. So.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can sneak out that door.
Thank you. Yep. Easy. They just told me, and I come in here, and I'm thinking.
This doesn't look like a fun committee.
Yeah. I think Blake's going to be joining you soon.
Good looking uniform. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck, and thank you for your service.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
You bet.
I appreciate the fact that you guys are. Got your heart in this, so thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks.
Sorry I crashed your partner.
Yeah. Is there anyone online, John? Hand raised?
No hands raised.
Okay. Moving on. Committee members, staff comments. Any comments from staff? No? Any comments, additional comments from committee members?
Just real quick, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want the group to understand. We have about some period of time ago, we approved an investment policy. And that investment policy allowed us to, on the anticipation of rates declining, we went out a little bit longer so we could maintain some interest income over a period of time, which relieves the pressure on the budget too.
And we saw that reflected in the chart here where interest was up.
Yeah, so we have about a little over $5 million invested in primarily high-rated commercial paper, but primarily treasuries, U.S. government obligations, and pseudo-government things. We're very conservative.
Do you do that through a state agency? Or?
We do it through a group that does a lot. They're approved by the state, but they do manage money for a lot of the cities. So just want this group to be aware of the fact that there's this provision called mark to market. That means when you have investments that are on your books at the end of your fiscal year, which we will because we're now out 2 and 3 years on some of this stuff, you have to mark them to market.
So if the market's gone down, you mark it down, and up, you go up.
Yeah, mostly it's marking it down. But we are about $33,000 below water. It's a paper loss because we plan on holding to a maturity. This investment generates close to $200,000 a year. But right now, we're a little bit underwater. So I just wanted the group to be aware of the mark-to-market concept. As interest rates go up, that amount could grow.
So as long as we're not having to force sale on it, it's just
a paper.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
But it still runs through our.
It's going to show
our budget. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. So is it that's something that doesn't go against the state protections of that? I guess it's authorized to do that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the investments we have are all authorized by the state. But I didn't want anybody to be surprised. So, for instance, if we actually collected $200,000 of income, we'd really only recognize basically net $167,000 because we'd have to
take that hit.
Make it for that hit.
Take the hit.
Yeah.
But as long as, you know, we don't have to liquidate those,
it's our maturity.
It's a paper loss.
Yeah.
So. Just wanted the group to be aware of that.
Okay.
No surprises. Okay.
Well, thank you. Okay. If there's no other additional comments, look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. So you can go to your next meeting.
All right, Charlie.
Last time I'll
get out of here.
Sorry, we didn't go under 30 minutes.
That's okay. I need to do it too. Do you have a minute? I want to resolve what we were talking about.